The following shiur has been presented by Harav Nisim Kaplan Shlita, Ram and Yeshiva Smir Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
So we'll learn today the sugya in Ketzad HaRegel, Daf Yud Zayin. It's a very interesting question that in the first moment it doesn't look really coming off of the sugya in Ketzad HaRegel, but if you learn good our sugya, maybe we could have a pshitus to this shaila. A person is going in an airplane. Hanukkah, he wants to light the menorah in the airplane. Or, make it a bit easier, he wants to light the Hanukkah candles in the hotel. He knows the manager of the hotel will come in 2 minutes and blow it out. The plane, maybe they'll arrest you. But in the hotel, the manager will close it, will shut it. But you light it. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's roi to light a half an hour. And the question is, but we know that if it can't be oimed in ruach mitzuya, so it's not called that I lit in it for half an hour. So I cannot make a bracha. So our question is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was mesupik, a person is in a hotel and he's lighting it. The candle could light for a half an hour, but the manager, he'll be the one to blow it out. We look at the manager like a wind, that is any ochlamid ruach mitzuya, and we don't look at a manager like that. To understand that, we'll have to go to the Tesis in Ketzad HaRegel, if you design a little place. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi, Zora Kli Me'oi Shagag, a person takes a keli, and he throws it from the roof, Ubo Acha V'shvori B'makel, and someone else came and broke it with a stick. Potu! Why? The Omar Lei Monet Vire Tova, you broke a broken item, it's already going to smash anyway, it's falling down. So, Monet Vire Tova. Zoktesvis. Nire. So, Lechua, we know that if a person throws a dish from the top of the roof, and then someone else comes and breaks it, well, anyway, it will smash when it will come down. So, Monet Vire Tova, he broke a broken item, and mele his bottle. Fact is, what would be the other way around? A person has a kli, and someone takes a stone and throws on the kli. And before the stone hits the kli, someone else came and broke the kli. What do you think? Chayav or potter?
Me?
Yeah?
Potter.
Why? The same thing. The same way, if you zorak m'roi shagag, and someone else came and broke it, you say it's already broken. So someone threw a stone on a kli, and someone else comes. So the taste is no. Nire dim zorak even echetz ala kli ba'achar v'kodom v'shavoy, de pshite de chayav. ולא ישאר כאן מונה תבירה טובה. ויזמין נם מרוכב עושה מקור אלוהים משכח את צורי לצחות סינזק. וסבור הפשוט הוא לחלק בין זרק אבן לזרק ליעצמי. So this is so glad, such a difference. And before she asks, what is the difference? Exactly the same, like all of you here are saying. So I think this, the Ktsois explains, there is a Bukhber, when I throw a keli, the keli is already broken. He's in the ear. He's in a matzif that is going to be broken. When I throw a stone on a keli, the keli is not in a bad position. Something from the side is going to be breaking. We don't say mona tvira. The Velt says that this is the pshat in the Megillas Esther. The famous question that says, Vayobay Homer came home, Ovel v'chofi roish. Ovel Chazal said on his daughter that died. Because she threw the dirty water on his head. Right? So, Abel v'chafi roish. It's a Gemara in Megillah. The question is, what is the story? She threw on him the water. She saw it's her father, so she jumped off the roof. So it had to be chafi roish and then Abel. Only after the water made it dirty, she jumped off the roof. So it had to be chafi roish and then Abel. So it developed, she was distasteful. She poured the water. The second after she poured it, she saw it's her father, so she jumped. So clapping the father, he's the keli. So he's not called dirty till he gets dirty. But when she's jumping, she's the keli. So she's considered dead in the minute that she jumps off the roof. The same thing we say when we throw a keli. It's already broken before it hits the ground. When I throw a stone, it's not called broken. So remember, the Zalba Zahom, it's Omer V'chofirosh. This is the fault of all the Yeshiva Sha'ilam saying Purim. We go back to our Sha'ilam. Zalba Zahom like this. The halacha is that It says the Gemara in Shabbos that if a person takes a dish full of psilas and he lights them, he's not yotze even one. Because it looks like a fire, like a menorah. Right? He has a dish full of candles and he lights them. So he doesn't yotze even one. He keeps up psilas. Afilu le'ne'er echad le'osolei. Why? It's a menorah. Frank that goes from the Zomisha and the Gemara. Why afilu le'ne'er echad le'osolei? Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The first one is good. You're right, the other ones are not yotze. Although the first one, when he was magdik, he was yotze. Is that the question? If a person has a keli full with candles, and he lights the Chanukah full of wicks, he's not yotze even one, because we're looking at it like a big fire. So the question is, Medurah is not kosher from the Chanukah. The question is, but the first one that he lit in, B'shaz he lit in the first one, it was good. Right, later he lights the rest, it's a fire. But why is not yotze? Why is not yotze? And then Frank of Nazamashi. Frank of Nazamashi, we're talking a case that he took one big fire and he lit all of the Vazach. I remember I was 16 years old when I heard it from Shmuzam and he said, it's such a thing. So Frank of Nazamashi was a very great person, but the Pshat is very strong. So I'll talk about Shmuzam. Why is not Yates even the first one? Because he has a plan to light all of them. So the Mela is like a Ruach Metzuya. So he's not Yates. Like a Ruach Metzuya, he's not Yates. So we see when you light the candle and you have a das to shut it, you're not Yates.
Why in someone else's das?
Oh, wait, one second. Now we'll go back to the case. Zora Keili Meroi Shakak. V'bo acher v'kodam v'shovroi. Poto. The Gemara says later in Nafchavov, even if he himself ran down, I'm sorry. The Gemara says like this. Zora keli miroi shagak. He drew a keli miroi shagak. V'hoyu shom korim v'ksosis. There was pillows there. V'bo acher v'silko. Why? Because here when you threw the kelim, was pillows. Nothing had to happen. And someone else came and took away the pillows. So the one that took away the pillows is chayiv. Said the Gemara, what would be zora kelim and roish agag? V'bo achar v'kodam v'silko. Why? Because when I threw it, I'm sorry. Zohar keli miroi shagag, v'bo achar v'silko. The Gemara says, Zohar keli miroi shagag, v'ho yutachtav korim uksosos, v'bo achar v'silko, oi kodar v'silko, I'm potu. I'm potu. Why? Because when I threw it, with pillows. Why the person that moved away the pillows is not chayev? Because he's only doing a groma. He's not allowed to take pillows. So again, if I throw the Rosh Hagag and his pillows, potter. The guy that moved away the pillows, potter. What would be if I myself is the one that took away the pillows? I'm also potter. First you ask me how it's possible. To run down so quickly.
You have a string.
Oh, very good. You have a string to the pillow, you throw it, and then you pick it up. Very good. You pop it. The question is why? If I had a dad to take away the pillow, so when I'm throwing it, it's kilu the wind is coming to take away the pillows. What if I'm throwing it and I know that the wind will take away the pillows? I'm chayv or I'm potu?
Chayv.
I'm chayv. So here that I have a dad to take away the pillows, why I'm potu? I had to be chayiv. So I'm going to start the question again. Zohar came in the Rosh Hagag. Vayu kartat of kolam v'ksosos. V'bo'achu v'silkoi v'afilu u'atz mei potu. Because when I threw it, it was saved. I, the other person, moved it away. He's grown about it. I myself, I'm also, when I threw it, I'm not chayiv. When I move it, I'm not chayiv. I had a das to do it. So my das would be like a ruach metzuya. Kilo it's planted to fall. We don't say like that. Because we see that my das is not like a ruach metzuya. So find them from his Alman. So what is the difference? Why did Gabin and Chanukah we saying that if I light the menorah and I have a das to make a menorah, to make a fire with all the psilos around me, we say that I'm not yotze even one. Why am I not yotze even one? Because we say, because when I was lighting the first one, I had intention to light all of them, so it's kilu, I have a das to blow it off. But maybe, I'm not yotze if I have a das to blow it off, if I have a das to make a menorah. And here we say in Nishvazek, that if I throw a column in Kodesh HaGdag, even if I myself run and take away the pillows, I'm potu. What is the difference? Why am I asking this question? The question is, well, the same thing with Chanukah. I'm lighting it in the hotel. I know I will have to shut it off. I know someone will shut it off for me. The das of the person is like a ruach mitzuya or not. The time that we see in Chanukah, that it is. If you like psilos, I feel in the erchav they also look. The tzad sheni we see in Babakama, that if someone else is planning to take it out, I'm not chayav. The tenet is one vote for Kishon Zahar. In Babakama, you need to be a mazik. When I throw the pillows, I'm not a mazik. When I want later to do that, this is not a pe'ula of a mazik. If the wind is moving away the pillow, this is a mazik. But if the pillow is there, when I have a das, it's not called a mazik. Behilchos Or HaChaim, this is called Ruach Metzuya. Someone is planning to blow it off. The mazik will not be here. Mazik I'm not called a mazik. What is the love? This is what we started at the beginning of the shiur today. Zorakeini Meroish Hagag. Someone else, no pillows. The second one we say it's already broken. I throw a stone in a keini, and the second one breaks it, the second one is chayav. You ask any not frum person, there's no difference. The percentage that it will break is exactly the same. The clear is dropping 98.2, and it will smash. It will smash. You threw a stone on the keli, 98.2, that it will smash. And Taisus says, Svar pshuta lechalik. Here the keli is in a matzah that is breaking. Here it's not. You're right. If there's no chalois shein din mazik, there's no difference. The percentages, the tenses, and but we come, it doesn't go with percentages. It goes with chalois shein mazik. Chalois shein mazik, when I threw the kli, I was mazik the kli. When I threw a stone on the kli, I want to be mazik the kli. The same thing here. If it's pillows, I'm planning to move it, I'm planning to be mazik it. But it's not called a ruach mitzuyah. Masha'enkin bo rachayim, it's called a ruach mitzuyah. About it, we have to go into it more, but think it over.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.